I'm Alex Schwartz.
I'm Nomi Fry.
I'm Vincent Cunningham, and this is Critics at Large, a New Yorker podcast for the culturally curious.
Each week, we're going to talk about a big idea that's showing up across the cultural landscape, and we'll trace it through all the mediums we love: books, movies, television, music, art.
And I always want to talk about celebrity gossip, too.
Of course.
We hope you'll join us for new episodes each Thursday. Follow Critics at Large today, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of LiveWire is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you can call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey there, LiveWire listeners. It's Luke. This week, we are dropping a little podcast extra into your feed because, you know, we thought maybe that would brighten up your week. So this is what happened. Back in June, we had Jamie Loftus on the show. You might know she's the Emmy-nominated writer and comedian. She has a book out. It's actually her debut. It's so good. It's called Raw Dog, The Naked Truth About Hot Dogs. Now, that name did scandalize my mother slightly when she came to the show, but that's neither here nor there. It is a New York Times bestseller. The book is kind of part a travelogue. Jamie and an ex-boyfriend are driving around the U.S. It's also sort of an interesting conversation about culinary history and labor practices and a lot of other really kind of big topics here in America. Basically, she decided to set on this road trip to try to understand the cultural significance of the American hot dog. She also ate like over 200 hot dogs in the process of researching this book. And because she had gone to so many different places in America, we thought that it would be fun to play a game with her based on some of the actual tourism slogans from various American states. These are real tourism slogans from real states. Take a listen to this. It's Jamie Loftus at the Alberta Rose Theater in Portland, Oregon. As we've been learning, Jamie, you really traveled far and wide across this great nation to research this book and to try all kinds of different hot dogs. And so we were sort of thinking you might be the perfect person to evaluate some actual tourism slogans from various states. And we've compiled this list. We're calling this little exercise State Slogan Showdown.
It's a state slogan showdown.
Okay, these are actual... These are actual slogans from these actual states.
Okay.
Which state has the most cryptic slogan? Okay, is it Ohio? Their slogan is, find it here. Is it Massachusetts? Their slogan is, it's all here. Or Maryland, whose actual state slogan is, more than you can imagine, which is the most cryptic.
Maryland's is very defensive.
Right? Maryland's is like, it gets bigger.
Right?
Maryland, it was very cold in that river.
It is like someone trying to get a second date, is the Maryland slogan. The Ohio and Massachusetts ones almost seem like they're in conversation with each other. Where it's like, wait, what's Ohio?
Ohio is, find it here.
Okay, the
bodies. And Massachusetts is, it's all here.
The bodies.
Right?
The bodies.
Okay. The most cryptic of the three. I'm from Massachusetts, so it's safe.
You're sticking up for Massachusetts by not finding its state slogan to be the most cryptic.
Our state mascot is like Mark Wahlberg. We're already in trouble.
It's a Wahlburger.
Pretty close. I think I'm going to go Ohio.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Yeah. That is the most cryptic one. Find it here, Ohio. All right. Which Which state slogan is the pushiest? Ooh. Is it California, dream big? Louisiana, pick your passion? Pennsylvania, pursue your happiness? Or Colorado, come to life?
Kind of a vampiric energy.
I know,
from
it's sort of medical or something.
Okay. California, too boring. Dream big. Mm-hmm. Sure. Great. Great. Okay. And then Louisiana, pick your passion. Is mm-hmm. that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Pennsylvania, pursue your happiness, or come to life. Colorado.
It's got to be Colorado.
Yeah. That's weird. It's a lot of pressure to come to life. Much. That's the right answer. That is the pushiest. Yeah. Well, you're doing great on this, Jamie. You're two for two. Which one of these state slogans seems to sort of indicate the lowest self-esteem for the state? Is it Nebraska? I cannot stress this enough. These are the real state slogans, everyone. Is it Nebraska state slogan? Honestly, it's not for everyone.
Unbelievable.
Is it the state of Washington, which is say wah, like W-A, or is it, and I, say, this is like right before there's like a ruling in the court. I need everyone, when I say this next one, I need there to be decorum in this theater, please. No outbursts.
Oh, no.
Is it the state of Oregon's actual slogan, which is, we like it here, you might too.
Aww.
Oh, my God. I guess I don't want a state to practice radical honesty.
Right? Like, there is an amount of self-deprecation or state deprecation that can go too far.
Yeah.
So what do
say
you think?
Say wah is just like...
That's just confusing.
Like, is it like wah? Like how do you... Like what is...
I don't...
How,
yeah.
How can you positively say wah?
I don't know how that emerged from the list of slogans.
Wah.
Say wah does sound like a quip from a sleep paralysis demon.
All right.
Know.
Honestly, it's not for everyone. Say wah, or we like it here, you might too.
I think Nebraska is too cheeky. They know what they're doing. Uh-huh. They know what they're doing.
That's very Midwest.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a state that has gas stations that are called come and go. They're in on the joke.
They have
they're
Vegas. The they have Reno. They have the Chris Angel's pizza joint. You know?
Uh-huh. Sure.
They already have everything.
Right.
Okay, so Nebraska's out. They're too self-aware. Oregon, it doesn't sound self-aware. It just sounds like, please come visit.
Are we, speaking to a room largely of Oregonians, are we going to be flattered if Jamie picks us as the lowest self-esteem state, or are we going to be offended?
Okay.
What are y'all rooting for?
It doesn't even feel low self-esteem to me. It just feels like, come on, it would be fun. I don't know, but...
It sounds like Matthew McConaughey, be a whole lot cooler if you liked us, you know,
That actually is.
Yeah.
That's Texas.
No, do you want to know what Texas's real one is? It's like a whole other country. That's the Texas slogan, by the way. Just
bummer.
A little free. Okay, so Jamie, Washington, Nebraska, or Oregon?
See, I'm gonna say wah.
Yeah.
Because Oregon, it doesn't sound low self-esteem. It just sounds like, you know, come when you're ready.
You're exactly right. Yeah. Say wah is the lowest self-esteem state slogan. You're 3 for 3. You're about to go for a clean sweep. Here is the last category. What is the thirstiest state slogan?
Okay.
Is it Wisconsin slogan, stay just a little longer? Is it Illinois' state slogan, are you up for amazing? Is it the sort of perennial leader in the category of Virginia's slogan, Virginia is for lovers? Or is it the Kansas state slogan, which is as big as you think?
Wow.
Thirstiest state slogan.
They all sound like Tinder initiations. But it's got to be as big as you think. That's also just a non-statement.
Right.
Yeah, I like it.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Kansas, thirstiest state slogan.
Yeah.
You are 4 for 4. Jamie Loftus, everyone. The book is Raw Dog. There you go. That's how you play State Slogan Showdown with Jamie Loftus. Of course, her book, Raw Dog, The Naked Truth About Hot Dogs, is out now. Definitely recommend it. Even if you don't eat meat, even if you don't eat hot dogs, there's a lot of really interesting stuff in there, again, about the larger cultural implications. And if you would like to hear Jamie's full interview talking about the book, you can find it in this very feed on that episode of Livewire. And Jamie's got some incredible podcasts that she's made as well. She did one called the Lolita Podcast we interviewed her about, and also ACCast, where she looked into the Kathy comic strip. So do check those out as well. All right. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. That is going to do it for this little podcast extra. But watch this frequency. Watch this space, because we'll continue to drop a little extra stuff in it as it comes up. Thanks again for listening to Livewire. Dear Livewire, when we first met, I was really shy. I had no idea we'd spend so much time together, or that you'd be one to fill my heart with joy and make me want to be a better person. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here. I was busy reading a review from one of our many, many rapturously smitten listeners. Oh, wait. Actually, no, sorry. This is from Elena. Anyway, the point is, it would be really helpful if you wanted to leave us a review. Feel free to say really nice things about us, and we'll even read them now and then on the show. So you might hear your review of Livewire read on the program itself. Reviews help other people hear about the show, and then we can keep doing this for a long, long time, because we love having this job. Thank you so much if you've left a review, and if you're about to leave a review, you can go ahead and do it right where you get the podcast.